One of my, my friends told me that she read a story in the paper today about a man who died from eating mushrooms, which I thought was quite strange, because this old man lived in the mountains, I think, or lived in a country area where he would have eaten mushrooms almost every day, I think, or while they were in season at least. So it made me think of when I was younger and I used to go out picking mushrooms with my granddad. So sometimes around now, around autumn time, when it had been a very, very wet night maybe especially, that would be good for finding mushrooms the next day. So we'd go out maybe three or four of us, my brother and I and my granddad. Sometimes other members of the family would come too, or other children who were around to play, and we go picking mushrooms. But I don't think I ever, well, I suppose I did pick up mushrooms, but I think most of them were the same type, so we didn't have to worry too much about poisonous mushrooms where we were, because I think mostly they were okay, but my granddad would have told us anyway which ones we could pick and which ones we couldn't. So it seems strange to me that a man who you know, would have been really familiar with these mushrooms would actually die from it. But I haven't read the whole story, so I'm not really sure what happened. But my friend seems to think that he ate these mushrooms a lot, and that it was just a gradual build-up of the poison in his system. Which is kind of an awful way to die, really, especially when you live that close to nature and you're eating, well, the food that nature offers you, that nature always offered us. It does seem a bit unfair, really. But yeah, there are lots of foods, I suppose, that can do you more harm in the long run. But in Ireland as well, actually, my mother was really surprised that I'd started eating raw mushrooms. So while I was in Australia, we used to have raw mushrooms and sandwiches, which I'd never had before, but I thought it was quite tasty. So when I went home, I'd make some sandwiches with raw mushrooms, but my mother was really surprised and was wondering what the hell I was doing eating raw mushrooms, because we never ate them unless they were cooked. So I suppose that was one way as well of ensuring that they were safe to eat, that maybe, well, my mother seemed to think anyway that raw mushrooms would be quite dangerous. Also, one of my colleagues this morning asked me if I'd ever eaten a pine mushroom, which I'd never heard of before, but he was telling me that that they're a delicacy here in Japan, and that I should really try one, even though they're very expensive. He said between 3,000 and 5,000 yen, I think they cost. So I'm not really sure what the taste is, but maybe there's something like, I don't know. I think he said there was a really strong smell, so maybe a similar smell to truffles in France or Italy, maybe. I'm not too sure, but it sounds interesting anyway.